Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When the house of cards called debt comes crashing down, everybody loses. God can allow human greed to cause massive suffering. Today, more on how God can exact judgment on nations. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer now continues a series on famines, deserts, and other hard places. In this first message, we're learning lessons from Jeremiah as we find ourselves having to say, we have no map for this territory.
Now, what do I need to say about the United States of America? As we begin to spend our way into oblivion, and we realize, by the way, that it is the children who are going to suffer. That's exactly what Jeremiah says. He says it is the children. He says the Babylonians are going to come, and they are going to destroy your children. I can't see it in the text right now. It's written here in my notes somewhere. But that's what God says. And children are going to suffer more arguments about money, more divorces. And that's what pains me the most about the future, is the kind of debt and devastation we are leaving for our children and our grandchildren. But it's easy to point our fingers at the federal government. What about us? What about our consumerism? How did we as families get into such deep debt? I'll speak about that possibly in another message, except to say that it may well be that God says enough is enough. So we are being judged economically. Let me say also that we are being judged religiously. How does God really judge a nation? Here's what he does. He takes people's ears and he makes them deaf to the truth so that they will only accept what they want to hear. He says in the book of Amos, he said, I'm going to send a famine to you, but it's not going to be a famine of bread and water. He said, it's going to be a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. In other words, you aren't going to hear God's word. And if you don't hear God's word, you're going to be deluded by someone who pretends to preach it. And that's why Jeremiah spends so much time on false prophets. Your Bibles are open, for example, in chapter 5, verse 12. It says, verse 12, they have spoken falsely of the Lord and have said, he will do nothing. False prophets are speaking. There will be no sword or disaster that will come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. And then they're speaking about the true prophets, and they say, you know, prophets like Jeremiah, prophets like Ezekiel, they are like wind. The word is not in them. Now your Bibles are still open to chapter 5. Look at what it says in verse 30. An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule at their direction. My people love to have it so. But what will you do when the end comes? Now, before I read the next verse about false prophets, I have to tell you, I'm sometimes amazed at God's leading in my life. Yesterday morning, I was watching the news very early when I got out of bed, and I decided to turn to a channel I sometimes turn to when I want to hear a false prophet. Yeah, you can do that. You know, you can find them everywhere. Now, I don't have to tell you, do I, that not everybody on television is a false prophet. I'll give you one clue in just a moment as to how to tell the difference. Not the only clue, but it's an important clue. And so this false prophet was saying, I was there. He said, and I had this vision of Jesus. And Jesus came to me with a tray of cookies from one end to the other. And he said about with this tone of voice, take a cookie. I'm telling you the truth. Maybe some of you watch that channel too. And then he went on to say about all of the blessings that should come into our life, I couldn't take any more of it. And then I'm sure it ended by saying, send me some money that'll be seed money, and God will bless you from now throughout all eternity if you just give me money. I was sitting there thinking, how does this relate to the pastor who is in Iraq, sitting in jail, waiting to be executed? How does it relate? In fact, one of the messages I'm going to preach in this series is entitled Faith at the Breaking Point. It's going to have to deal with martyrdom and whether or not our faith is strong enough to endure it. But how does that pastor relate to that? How does somebody who's dying of cancer, whose kids are all sick, exactly how does that relate that you're all supposed to be happy, happy, happy? So I'll tell you right out, if you want to find a false prophet, it's quite easy to do. But they prophesy in God's name. All throughout here, God says, they prophesy in my name, but I've not sent them. I'll read the verse. And then I'll give you the clue. This is in chapter 14, verse 13. Then I said, Ah, Lord, behold, the prophets say to them, You shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine. Mm-mm. But I will give you assured peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, The prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them to speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, although I did not send them, and who say, Oh, sword and famine shall not come upon this land. Especially if you send me money. By sword and famine, those prophets shall be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy will be out in the streets of Jerusalem, victims of famine and sword, with none to bury them, their wives, their sons, their daughters, for I will pour out their evil upon them. Wow. How do you know a false prophet? One clue, not the only clue. Sometime in the future, in a different series of messages, I'd like to speak about false prophets in more detail, but I'll simply throw this out to you. Don't ever follow a preacher who does not have a good theology of suffering. That's one of the ways to find a false prophet. When the Apostle Paul was distinguishing between the true and the false prophets, you remember what he said? He said, if you want to know that I'm legit, watch how I suffer. And if all that you get is this business of being blessed and that everybody's to be healed because Jesus took care of the curse, of course Jesus took care of the curse, but we don't inherit all of it now. That's why even false prophets eventually die. Death is the curse too. Never known of one that has lived forever or even beyond the age of 100. So the point is this, that God says, I'm going to judge these false prophets. And I can imagine that when the devastation comes, if the day of calamity should come upon us, all of these false prophets would suddenly vanish like a tsunami taking care of a sandcastle. And God would say, all of your visions and all of your dreams and all of the prophecies that there will be no judgment and no suffering are all wrong. How do we wrap this up so that you and I know where we're going in this series of messages? I've entitled this particular message, We Have No Map for This Territory. And it's because I'm talking about places where you and I have never been. At least I haven't. But it's not as if there is no territory that others have not experienced. And as I mentioned in the book of Jeremiah, we already see it. Now, here's the way in which we need to nail a few things down. First of all, let me say that calamities and judgments from God may be unavoidable. Unavoidable. I'll talk about this when I speak about God's eventual judgment, but In the book of Revelation, there's a phrase I never saw before. Have you ever had that experience? You just say, I never saw that before. It says that when Babylon is destroyed, all the cities of the world will collapse. That's what's going to happen to Chicago. We cannot stop the eventual demise of America. America isn't even mentioned in prophecy. We can maybe slow it down, and we should do all that we possibly can. But in Ezekiel 14, a very interesting passage, God says, I'm bringing judgment, and even though Noah and Job are praying, and Daniel, he said, I won't stop my hand. There is such a thing as a tipping point where God says, I have had enough. And sometimes it's inevitable. I think that God has brought many remedial judgments to America, but we're not listening. I read to you a moment ago, I guess I didn't. I have more material here today than I can cover, but I read a moment ago where God says, I'm going to stop up their ears and they're not going to hear. People don't want to hear about God and judgment. They just don't want to hear. You know what they did with Jeremiah? They threw him in a pit. Jeremiah ended in a prison. I mean, it was not a fairy tale story of how this prophet, you know, began to drive a new chariot. There was nothing along that line. It was tough sledding. But God says, I'm going to defend you, and I'm going to be with you, and you're my servant. And God says that to you today. You are God's servant for this moment. Even though people don't want to hear. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. I hope that this message stirs you, not only reminding us of the problems that we have in this nation, but my real intention is to help you to understand, my dear friend, that you were born in this hour, in this moment of history, at this particular time, for a very specific reason. Actually, we could have been born years ago, centuries ago, within God's great scope of providence, but he put us on this planet at this time of history, at a time when our nation does not want to hear the truth. But let's not be negative, because you may be working with someone today who has a very hungry heart. I encourage you to share Jesus Christ with them. In a moment, you're going to be given information as to how this series of messages can be yours, famines, deserts, and other hard places. I preached it for this simple reason. I believe that difficult times are going to come, but I also believe that God is going to be with us during those times to refine us, and we have a part to play in his history and in his scope of providence. Thanks for joining us, and thank you to the many of you who support the ministry of Running to Win. I hope that you have a good day all day, and I'll see you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of We Have No Map for This Territory, the first of seven messages on famines, deserts, and other hard places. Is our nation at the tipping point where judgment is inevitable? Next time, tune in to find out. This series can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about famines, deserts, and other hard places. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.